Senior Education Officer for Early Childhood Development, Etni Williams, spoke about why the theme was chosen for Child Month of Activities. She outlined some of the benefits of a smile as the theme for Child Month is dubbed I Am Smile.
This year, we celebrate Child Month under the theme I Am Smile, where SMILE is an acronym for Special, Marvelous, Important, Loved, and Enough. It is said that the power of a smile has been proven time and time again to make someone a positive person. It also reduces stress, activates pathways in the brain that influences person's emotional state and boosts their happiness level. So, who among us wouldn't want to feel special, marvelous, important, loved, and enough?
And Ms. Williams said the children have been faced by a number of challenges over the past 2 years. She said they are seeking to boost the esteem and resilience of children through a smile campaign.
Over the past 2 years, our country experienced tremendous challenges, namely dengue fever outbreak, COVID-19 pandemic, and the eruption of the Lasso Fray volcano. Our children were thrown amidst these challenges as they experienced loss of instructional time, trauma, various types of abuse, and a few even succumbed to the dengue fever disease. Therefore, it is within this light that we chose the theme. Moreover, through a smile campaign, it is our intention to boost the esteem and resilience of our children across the country as we continue to reaffirm and reassure them of their value to society.
Senior Education Officer for Early Childhood Development, Etni Williams. Meanwhile, President of the National Association of Childhood Educators, Esther Pompey, said the activities for Child Month takes the form of a new pandemic, the smile pandemic.
A new pandemic has been identified. It is called the SMILE pandemic. It is highly contagious and very child-friendly, infecting our boys and girls, and there is no cure available for it. The symptoms are called special, marvelous, important, loved, and enough. The Ministry of Health is not handling this pandemic. Instead, the Ministry of Education has been given the responsibility, and teachers and practitioners have been mandated to administer medication of care, love, hugs, among others, to our children. Parents are asked to send their children to school regularly so that they can contract SMILE. It is not deadly. It is a happy virus. You can check the Education Media Unit Facebook page for updates on the SMILE pandemic.
That was President of the National Association of Early Childhood Educators, Esther Pompey. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.